Proclamation number 8705 of 21st of December, 1963. Christmas 1963. A light shone for you humans when I descended to Earth, for you were in deepest darkness which my adversary had imposed upon you. But I came from the kingdom of light and approached people with the will to bring them a light. For I myself was the light of eternity. I came into the world as a human being in the infant Jesus. I filled this infant with my light. And as long as Jesus lived on earth as a human being, he also let his light shine, albeit only to a very limited extent. But he lived out love, and this alone had to spread light. For anyone who took him as an example and wanted to emulate his life and work would also be filled with light. I myself took abode in the infant Jesus, for I myself am also love. And because Jesus was filled with love, he was also able to speak with justification before he accomplished the last mission, the work of salvation. Fulfilled, I and the Father are one. Love had risen to earth and taken possession of the man Jesus, and so also brightest light had to shine out of him. He spoke and taught and so gave men a knowledge, which truly gave most lightful information about everything and which could cause men to completely follow in Jesus' footsteps and to likewise lead a life of love, which then secured him the redemption from all guilt when Jesus had suffered the death on the cross. People had lost all light through their apostasy from me, and this also meant that they were completely without love, that they had rejected my love and therefore now walked the earth in darkness. If they were now to be redeemed from their guilt, the light of love also had to shine for them again, and again it had to be up to them to accept or reject it. For this reason, Jesus certainly bore the original sin for all people and redeemed it. He bought the supply of light and strength for all people again. But every individual person must also voluntarily desire the light as well as open himself to the flow of love again. Only then can he be redeemed from his guilt. But never would a man have been able to accomplish the work of redemption by himself. Never would a man therefore have been able to redeem this great guilt, if I would not have manifested myself in this man. What again was only possible, if this man completely shaped himself to love, that he therefore received me myself in himself voluntarily and prepared a dwelling for me through love, which filled him. And again I was this love myself, and love radiates light, brightest realization and clearest knowledge. And this light radiated down to earth. For Jesus' soul came from the kingdom of light and only took up residence in a human shell. And so the connection was made from the kingdom of light to the kingdom of darkness. In the latter there was no more love to be found and therefore also no ray of light, which could have illuminated the darkness. And therefore some few men called to their God and Creator for a rescuer out of their misery. And their call was heard. I myself descended to earth, and a period of deepest darkness was brought to an end. The light was emitted through the man Jesus, in whom was the light of eternity itself, and anyone who voluntarily allowed himself to be illuminated by this light of love was able to detach himself from the darkness of night. He awoke to life, for he consciously accepted Jesus' act of salvation. He professed him in whom I myself died on the cross for the whole of humanity in order to redeem it. And you can believe it that it was no work of man alone. You can believe it that I myself, your God and Creator, with this redemptive work of Jesus, with his death on the cross, For the man Jesus was a being which descended from the kingdom of light to earth and which caused me myself to take abode in him, because purest love filled the man Jesus which inevitably attracted me, so that I myself united with the man Jesus and thus the eternal deity itself accomplished the act of salvation for all people of the past, present and future. Amen.